guest in studio today is the man, according to this note they just handed me, who invented the return address. Is that true?
It's a great thing, isn't it? You get a letter, you look in the upper left corner, and bam, it tells you who sent it.
Yeah, it's really something, but you didn't actually create...
Even I'm surprised by how well it's caught on. In fact, I'm thinking of expanding.
No kidding.
Yeah, into ideas. Ever had a thought pop into your head and wonder, whoa, where did that come from?
We all do.
And why? Because there's no return address.
Right, yeah. Actually, there is a way to tell where some of our deepest thoughts are coming from.
Is it patented?
We'll explain it on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh hears one common question again and again.
How do I know if my thoughts are coming from God, Satan, or myself? Well, that's an important question for anybody who wants to know God's will and live the Christ life. The answer is not that hard. If it is a thought that contradicts the holiness of Jesus, then we know it comes from the enemy, because God wouldn't put that thought in our minds. And since he's made us righteous, we wouldn't generate those thoughts ourselves. What if it doesn't contradict God's holiness? Is it God's thought or is it our thought? The answer is yes. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, we have the mind of Christ. You see, Jesus Christ will not only live through you, but he'll think his thoughts through you as you trust him. Just let Jesus think in you and don't worry about where the thoughts are coming from.
To learn more, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Knowing the Will of God. Our number again, 1-800-472-2311. Or get details on our website at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.